Greetings, everyone. Chris Oakley here with another edition of the Jeu du Jour podcast, courtesy of footballfairground.com. This is your fortnightly update on everything that's kind of going on in French football generally, but we tend to focus on Ligue 1 specifically. Sometimes we cover other stuff like the League Cup or the French Cup if it's going on. Certainly also internationals, and we'll be coming on to those a little bit later on in this podcast, and you know, all points in between generally. You should know the format by now. Anyway, I'm just recording this at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday the 24th of October 2010. That means that we've had nearly all of the matches for week 10 in the Ligue 1 season. Still a few games to go. We'll come on to those shortly. But since I last spoke to you, we've had the week nine fixtures in the league. Let's get my words straight. We've had the week nine fixtures. We've had internationals. We've had all sorts. Let's first of all concentrate on Ligue 1. Then week nine, which was basically last weekend. And what happened there? Well, the headlines from week nine were that Al Avignon have finally got a point. Yes, shock horror. They drew 0-0 with Brest, which is actually a pretty good result because Brest are one of the promoted teams. They've done tremendously well so far this season for a promoted side, more of which shortly. And Arles managed to get a 0-0 draw. So that's their first point after eight straight defeats. So good for them, but they remain way, way adrift at the bottom of the table, even now. In fact, they're playing their second game this afternoon, as I speak, probably in about an hour or so's time, yes, against Lyon, so that'll be a nice easy one for them. Elsewhere, Bordeaux got a good win, 1-0 against Auxerre. This is last week, but just to remind you that I'm talking about here. Rennes had been going along very nicely, but slipped up with a 0-0 draw against Lens, but they stayed unbeaten. Lyon got a second win on the trot, 3-1 over Lille. Gourcuff continuing his good form. Oh, he scored, and Lisandro Lopez got two. He's back from injury now and seems to be back to his old self. Saint-Étienne, we know made a very good start to the season. They were second. They lost last week 2-1 against Nice, which was a bit of a slip-up by all accounts, but their one sort of positive point there was Dimitri Payet, the league's top scorer going into last week's fixtures. He scored again. He got his eighth goal of the season against Nice. So that defeat was actually their first defeat, actually, since the opening week of the season, Saint-Étienne. So a rare slip-up for them. I did say, with amazing foresight on the last podcast, you should keep your eyes open for Paris Saint-Germain because they seem to have started very well indeed, also doing well in the Europa League. They won the French Cup last season, hence why they're in the Europa League. And indeed, my words were they bore fruit, if that's the right phrase I'm looking for. Paris Saint-Germain beat Toulouse 2-0 last week and got up to third in the table, looking very, very threatening at the moment. And we could be seeing the return to the big time of Paris Saint-Germain, the way things are going. So that win over Toulouse gave them an unbeaten run of five at the time. And Marseille last week, they won 1-0 over Nancy. And Loic Remy got the goal in that game. So that was that. So that's last weekend's sort of a roundup of last weekend's action. What about the games that have taken place so far this weekend? Well, there were six games going on yesterday, Saturday the 23rd of October. And of those, some notable results, most notably, the aforementioned Brest. They got a good 2-0 win at Bordeaux. And this is just really incredible form for Brest at the moment. Let's see, what have I got here? Yes, basically that's their fourth away win on the trot. They're now unbeaten in seven. And as I speak, Brest are provisionally in third place in the table. It's been one of the things really so far this season in Ligue 1 that the promoted sides have generally shown some good form. We had Caen, who started very well, but they've kind of fallen away now, sadly, down towards the middle of the table, bottom half of the table. And now it's Brest's turn. Lens were the other team that came up, but they're not doing too well, so a bit of an exception to the rule. But Brest doing excellent. Sorry, you sound a bit like a pundit there. They've done excellent. So a good win for Brest, 2-0 at Bordeaux. Elsewhere, league leaders Rennes They lost 1-0 at home to Montpellier. And now that was a bit of a sort of shock as well, because they started fantastically well. They were the only unbeaten team in the league going into that fixture yesterday. But they've just had that first defeat there, thanks to Montpellier. That's the end of their unbeaten run. Yoris Marvaux goal, that was, from Montpellier to end that run. But Rennes stayed top. However, they have now only got a 1-point lead at the top ahead of Saint-Étienne, who, as I just said... No, I haven't just said, have I? No, I haven't told you yet, idiot. Saint-Étienne, they drew 1-1 with Caen yesterday. So Saint-Étienne were going really, really well, but they're just going through a bit of a wobbly kind of patch at the moment. But, you know, all is not lost, shall we say. They've got lots of injuries piling up now, by all accounts, Saint-Étienne. So it's going to be a bit of a test for them. One of the absentees from the side is Carlos Bocanegra, who's been fantastic for them so far this season. So there we go. Scoring for Caen in that match, in that 1-1 draw, was Youssef El Arabi, who's scored plenty of goals already this season. That was his sixth against Saint-Étienne. And that's that puts him second in the top scorers list as we speak. Dimitri Payet, the aforementioned, who's still the league's leading goal scorer on 8, I think it is. Just checking my notes. Yes, he's still on 8 goals. He actually had a penalty in the dying moments of the game, but he managed to blast it over the bar. Fool. But there we are. That's that. A few other results, none of which are of any particular significance, really, one would have to say. I'll sort of save a bit of time by not waffling on about the insignificances of yesterday's results. So, where does that leave us in terms of the table? What's happening at the moment? Well, as I mentioned, Rennes top 19 points, just ahead of Saint-Étienne on 18 and Brest on 18, both also on a plus 5 goal difference, so very close. Fourth place, Toulouse. Toulouse have bounced back. They've had a bit of a bad run recently after a good start to the season. Toulouse had a good 3-1 win at Sochaux yesterday, so Toulouse provisionally up to fourth. Montpellier provisionally up to fifth. They're both on 17 points. Paris Saint-Germain, well, they're playing this afternoon as we speak. They're playing against Auxerre, which on current form you'd have to say Paris Saint-Germain should get another 3 points there, but they've just slipped to sixth for the time being at least. A win for them would put them up to second in the table. How about that? Paris Saint-Germain, eh? Who'd have thought? Marseille are currently in seventh, but they are also playing this afternoon. They are away to Lille, which will be a tricky one. They're playing this evening, actually, at 8 o'clock British time. So, yes, they could also go up to second place as well. It would be kind of... will come down to goal difference and such like. Lille are down in 8th and Bordeaux slipped to 9th. At the other end of the table, Arles-Avignon, as I said, only 1 point so far from 10 games. I think it's fair to say they're going down, but then I've probably been saying that for a few weeks anyway. Auxerre are second from bottom. They're on 8 points. Lens are third from bottom on 9 and Monaco are fourth from bottom on 9. Monaco doing really badly at the moment. What's the stats I have on them? Let me check. What have I got? Oh, I haven't got any stats on them, but they're doing badly. That's all you need to know, really. But it was strange, really. Before this weekend's fixtures, there were lots of sort of stats about teams on good runs and bad runs at the moment. For instance, Paris Saint-Germain at the moment, unbeaten in 5. Marseille at the moment, unbeaten in 7. Brest have only had 1 defeat in 8. Lille, they've only had 1 defeat in 9. And at the other end of the table, you've got Auxerre have only won 1 in 9. So there's kind of lots of, you know, unbeaten runs and things going on at the moment. It's pretty much the league table is carved up very much black and white between the very good teams and the very bad ones. So as well as all that, a quick look at the top scorers chart. And as I said, Dimitri Payet of Saint-Étienne, he's on 8. Youssef El Arabi of Caen, he's on 6. And then we have Moussa Sow of Lille. He's on 5. He's been scoring lots of goals, doing very well recently. And also now Gregory Puyol of Valenciennes. He is also on 5. Now then, we've had European games going on during the course of this last week or so. Let's have a bit of a review. See who's been doing what. First of all, in the Champions League, Group F, Marseille. They got a good 1-0 win over Žilina from Slovakia. Suleiman Diawara was the scorer for Marseille there. That's their first win in the group. Marseille, They're 3 points now behind Spartak Moscow. Still in third, though, so it's going to be a bit of a struggle for Marseille. They've got to hope things go in their favour if they're going to qualify. And elsewhere, what else? Let's just have a look. What other stuff have I got written down here by way of memory aid? Basically, in that game, that match for Marseille, they were the better team, really. They were pretty strong in the first half. They've got the return. Well, as you probably know by now, the next fixtures in the Champions League and the Europa League are the reverse of the fixtures that have just been played. So Marseille will travel to Žilina in the next game. And that's a real must-win game for Marseille, incidentally. Marseille, I saw a bit of that match on TV, actually, and to all intents and purposes, Marseille looked pretty industrious at creating a lot of chances, but didn't seem to be taking many of them. So not quite sure what's happening there. But at least they've got 3 points on the board at long last. Marseille, a bit of trivia, they haven't got past the group stage in their last four attempts. So they'll be hoping to put that right. Certainly they've got a side that's capable of doing it. And the group they're in this season would be better than certainly last season's. Anyway, that's them. In Group G, we have Auxerre. And as we know, Auxerre in a real bitch of a group, if you don't mind my saying that. An absolute bitch of a group. They had arguably their easiest fixture this week. They were away to Ajax. As we know, elsewhere in the group, you've got Real and Milan. Real Madrid and Milan. And so this match against Ajax, you could suggest, was an ideal opportunity to get 3 points. But it finished 2-1 to Auxerre in the end. Ajax, by all accounts, hearing the sort of sound bites from the press conferences afterwards and such like, did their homework about Auxerre. They were expecting Auxerre to play lots of long balls, for that is the way they play. And whenever they tried it, Ajax were pretty good at dealing with it. So a well-deserved win there, really, for Ajax. They went 2-0 up just before the second half. Auxerre barely had a shot on goal in the first half. And it was, in the end, a long ball that put Denis Oliek free behind the Ajax defence, and he was pulled back. So André Uyer, the man who's the culprit in this incident, he got sent off. And the penalty went in, via the resulting free kick. But Auxerre just looking a bit disappointed. Disappointing, frankly. Walter Bierse was the goal scorer in the end for Auxerre, by the way. So, not looking good for Auxerre, but they host Ajax in their next match. And if they don't win that, then it's pretty much thank you and good night, as far as they're concerned. Lyon, they're still doing tremendously well in Group B. As we know in the league, they're still, they're starting to get a bit of form together. In fact, I think they're playing, yes, I've already mentioned, they're playing at Al Avignon this afternoon. So, they may get a chance to extend that good run. But they've not been playing too well generally so far this season. But in Europe, doing very well, and that was the case again during the course of the week. They had a 2-0 win over Benfica, goals from Jimmy Briand and Lisandro Lopez, that man again. Benfica had Nicolas, I can't even read my own writing, is it Galton? I can't even read my writing, how terrible is that? Benfica went down to 10 minutes before half-time break. Jimmy Briand headed in a goal after 21 minutes. Michel Bastos hit a post. He then shaved the crossbar. Jimmy Briand hit the post. So it's fair to say that Lyon were trying their damnedest. Eventually, they got a second goal, as I say, through Lopez. And that's 3 wins out of 3 now for Lyon. Yeah, if they get one more win, then they're pretty much through to the round of 16 for the 8th season running. How about that for a run? So Lyon doing well. And in the Europa League, Lille had a 1-0 win over Levski Sofia, which means Lille go up to second in the group. And the big game, really, as far as French teams are concerned in the Europa League this week, was the match between Paris Saint-Germain and Borussia Dortmund. It played at the Westfalenstadion, which I was lucky enough to visit with my football fairground colleagues, Terry DeFellin and Graham Sibley, as well as Gary Andrews from the Two Footy Tackle podcast, going back a month or so ago. Great place to watch football, and I'm sure the atmosphere would have been fantastic for this one. It finished 1-1. Sahin got a penalty for Dortmund after 50 minutes, And Chantôme, Clément Chantôme, he came off the bench to equalise with only 3 minutes left. The thing with Paris Saint-Germain is they've been on a really good run. In fact, hardly anybody's actually scored against Paris Saint-Germain. In fact, the penalty for Nuri Sahin of Dortmund was the first goal against Paris Saint-Germain for over 12 hours of football. So quite an achievement that. But it was a game that Dortmund, to be fair, dominated most of the time. But PSG got their lifeline just before the end, as I mentioned before. So Paris Saint-Germain still top of Group J. Dortmund are 3 points behind and they're in third, which kind of doesn't sit too easily with me because I know Dortmund have been playing tremendously well in the Bundesliga so far this season. So I'd like to see them go through to the next round as well, if at all possible. So that's the European roundup. Did I mention before that there was internationals? If I did say that earlier on, I admit I got that wrong because that was 2 weeks ago. That was ages ago. Yes. So it's difficult to remember what you've said and what you haven't said, you know, especially if you're an amateur like me. The only other stuff to cover before I sign off is a quick look at Ligue 2. And as things stand, it's all getting pretty close near the top of the table. Le Mans, relegated last season, they're top on 22 points on goal difference ahead of Tours. In third place, a point behind them, is Troyes on 21 points. Sedan, as ever, hanging in there. They're fourth on 19 points, along with Evian in fifth and Châteauroux in sixth. Nantes, I mentioned in the last podcast, they were on a good run. They've slipped a little bit. They're down in eighth, but they're not far behind. Boulogne, relegated last season, they are down in 10th on 16 points. At the other end of the table, yes, it's our old friends Grenoble. Again, they are still on the bottom of the table with 9 points. They got well beaten on Friday night, just passed against Stade de Reims, 4-1. So Grenoble, I've said it a few times already, it looks like they could be on for a second successive relegation. Just above them on the in the table on the same number of points, 9 points, is Istres. And then in 18th place, the aforementioned Stade de Reims, football historians will know only too well were figured in some of those early European Cup finals against the likes of Real Madrid and so on. A big team back in the early 60s struggling at the moment and could be going down to the third tier as per what I just said. I think that will do for now, you know. That's pretty much all the main stuff covered. Hope it hasn't been too bewildering for you, as I always say. Hope it wasn't too relentless. But hope I've managed to tell you something that you didn't already know before you listened to this podcast. If you've enjoyed it, perhaps you'll join me again for another Jeu du Jour podcast in 2 weeks' time. I hope that you will. Until then, it's goodbye from me. And don't forget to visit footballfairground.com for lots more of our output on all kinds of different subjects. So until next time, from me, it's goodbye.